Well, the Linden Heritage Museum is continuing to expand its offerings. A look into the history of Linden and Whatcom County as a whole, eras gone past and present. And one thing that a lot of folks maybe might not be as aware of, or something that's not quite on their radar, is how ingrained Whatcom County is in the history of country music as a whole. And if you're into country music in general, or maybe you just like history, there's a new exhibit that is right up your alley. I'm fortunate today to be joined by Amanda May, the director of the Linden Heritage Museum, and local singer-songwriter Lori Lee Lewis. Ladies, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us here on KGMI.
Hello, thanks for having us.
Yes.
So I wanted to talk to you first, Lori. You have a personal connection with a country legend here in Whatcom County. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, my connection is both ladies. One, Darlene Little, is my mama. And the other, the great queen of country, Loretta Lynn. And the two of them both started in the late 50s in their own bands, way before Women's Lib, right here in Whatcom County. And one woman went to Nashville. We know what she did. And one woman chose to stay in Whatcom County and raise a family.
Fantastic. And as the museum is going to highlight, not just these two ladies, but mm-hmm. a lot of other figures in the country music scene, right?
Yep, absolutely. This is kind of our intro to the whole theme. And I think at last count, we have this special wall that we get to incorporate all the names. Even if we can't tell everybody's particular stories, we want to basically tribute to all of them. I think we were at 150 names the last count I had.
We have been gleaning the county.
We're doing our best to say this is 65 years. We're trying to get as many people into it as we can.
That's a lot of history y'all have to cover when trying to curate that. I can't imagine you have all this space to get single person's story in there. So what is you don't have to tell us the whole rigmarole of everything. You want folks to experience that themselves.
Yes.
But can you give us a little sneak preview of what folks could experience there?
Immersement, I guess, would be one. You're going to basically experience some of the storytelling. We've got some video. We've got some very special audio that people can listen to these people performing and them talking and interviewing and really talking about what it was like for them back in the day. And those things are really special, especially when you can see it and hear it and really try to say, okay, if I put myself in their shoes, you know, what were they going for? What are they talking about? What do they sound like? And that's kind of some of the things we're going to incorporate.
And some of these singer-songwriters are no longer with us, so it's really special.
Crucial, almost. Why do you think this area, and I know a lot of Loretta Lynn and Darlene Little's histories were mostly in the Custer area, but Whatcom County as a whole, why do you think Whatcom County is such an important part of the country, of the history of country music in the U.S.?
In the U.S.? Well, one of our spotlight artists is Jimmy Murphy, and he moved here from New Zealand.
Yeah.
And I asked him that, and he said, you find yourself in Whatcom County. And I think what it is life is all around us, the country living, the real experience of each day. And that comes out in songs. So people like myself that write songs, we just look around, we just live it and we sing it. And I think that's what a lot of people do here and why they, put bands together and even singing some of the songs of the country greats, of the stories they told. It fits Whatcom County.
Yes.
It certainly does, for sure. And the exhibit, again, it's opening up on April 25th. There's performances that are going to be there, an exclusive preview. Are those for members of the Linden Heritage Museum, or what's the exclusivity about it?
So it's actually the 26th.
26th. Oh, sorry, I can't read. Go on.
Yeah. So 26. So what we do is when you're a member of the museum, we always try to do something as a thank you. And this is one of the things that we do. So we do special exclusive previews to things, and we have special event perks, I guess. And so that's kind of what this is. If you're a member, you get to see this in its glory, and we get to give you a little food, and we have special performances, and you get to come hang out with us for a couple hours and listen and hear. And then and if you're not a member, you can still join to be a member and you still get access to the party.
And you have until April 26th to go ahead and do that. Now, but for those who can't make it, your official grand opening for this exhibit is June 1st, and you're going to open it up with a bang, I hear.
Yes. So that is our annual open house that we have. The exhibit will be open between then, but that's our time. It's open to the public for people to stop by, but it's also our time to tweak little things before the grand opening. That gives us about a month. But it's the same day as The grand opening is free to everybody, and it's the same day as the Farmer's Day Parade.
Oh,
so it's
look
one
at that.
Big party, and everybody has, and it's a great family affair, and you can come, have some snacks, listen to some great music, activities, and it's open for about 4 hours that day, and so there's lots of time to do it.
Wow. That sounds like the day to be in Linden, and naturally we're going to talk more about the Farmer's Day Parade in a separate interview, a separate conversation.
Right? Yes.
No way. Are you still working on the final touches on that float?
The float will be a running concert, basically. We'll have some live performers on the float, and then we'll hopefully have some dancers, square dancing and line dancing following it. And it's just kind of one of our ways to say, hey, this is what it's about right here.
It is what it's all about. Yeah, Lori, are we going to see you performing on the float or in the museum?
Yes. I'll be on the float. Hopefully they won't pop the clutch.
That's why we're not using horses this year.
My dad used to say.
But yeah, Lori, and then we got some yodelers
Harvey
as part of it.
And
Harvey DeYoung and Claudette Dykstra. Yes. And it's going to be very special.
Fabulous. Now, Lori, as an active member in the local music scene, what are your thoughts on the state of local country music here in not just Whatcom County, but in the Pacific Northwest in general?
Well, I'm sort of behind the scenes being a singer-songwriter. I record a lot of music, so I haven't performed out with my own band for quite a while. But what I'm hearing is there's a lot of new bands coming, and they're actually bringing the twang back, which is really cool. It is circling back. You can feel it.
Yeah.
Even nationally, that's what's happening in Nashville. It's like, enough with the heavy lead guitars. We're coming back to the steel and the fiddle, and there's an influence with bluegrass happening, too, in the Northwest. So they're kind of merging, and I think you're going to start hearing more acoustic, more raw music, which is pretty exciting because that's what I was raised on.
And that's what I always thought country was about, was the rawness.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we've got, part of this exhibit, too, is bringing attention to some of the bands that are currently performing. So we have talked to, and part of the names of some of the bands that submitted to us some of their stories, they're part of this, too, because it's about bringing it from the past all the way to the present, and that's just as important.
Yeah.
Now, if you're willing to divulge one of those tales, the one that you find maybe not the most intriguing, but one that you go, huh, I didn't think that would happen around these parts. May care to share just one. We only have time for like one.
Oh, my gosh.
One of these.
One that's never going to leave your brain. One of those.
Well, we could talk about Forrest Jr. since he's still around.
Yeah, he's so, one of the spotlights.
Forrest Lee Jr. Grew up locally, went to Meridian. He grew up locally, but he's in Nashville now. He's played, opened for Garth Brooks and all that kind of stuff. But he got his start in, I think he said late 70s, 80s was when he really started hitting those tavern scenes and playing with his dad. It was when his dad was still around, Forrest Lee Sr.
And
really got to the root of what country music was. And his success and all the stuff that he's done now is just incredible.
Plus, he ended up, when he moved to Nashville, he became one of the producers in the Loretta Lynn studio for 8 years. And now he designs his own guitars. And if we're lucky, we'll have him back for the grand opening.
Yeah.
On stage with us all us pickers and grinners.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So what a way to circle back. It's like you can't even escape the history of where you were raised. It's just
He's
not
so
an option.
Anxious to be back.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Murphy's anxious to
That's
come
awesome.
Back.
That's awesome. We were talking a little bit off the air as well about the importance of artists getting their start in the country music scene, especially around Whatcom County in taverns, bars, clubs, things of that nature. Are any of those establishments still around? Would they be considered like historical markers at this point? Or
some of them are here, aren't in the same capacity as what they once was.
Okay.
A lot of them are not here anymore. I mean, they performed in the American Legions and VFW halls, and a lot of those are here, and community centers and things like that. But some of the really important ones, like Bill's Tavern and Pastime Tavern, they're not here anymore. And it was hard enough even to find pictures of those places. But we've got something very special with the original performing venue of Loretta Lynn at the museum, but you aren't going to be able to see it unless you come to the opening or the exhibit.
So let's talk about that one more time. Refresh folks' memory.
Sure.
The exclusive preview of this exhibit, it's the Whatcom County History of Country Music, subtitle The Music Lives in the Memories. Important to note. April 26th, the exclusive preview for members of the Linden Heritage Museum. The actual exhibit itself if I'm reading this correctly, it opens April 27th. That sounds right?
Yes. To the public on April 27th, you can come, you buy a ticket at the front counter, and you can walk through the exhibit as it stands. Yes, opens on the 27th.
Fabulous. And if you want to wait a little longer for their annual open house and the official grand opening, that is June 1st, again, the same day as the Farmer's Day Parade. If folks want to learn more, maybe buy some tickets in advance or just learn more about the Linden Heritage Museum in general. Amanda, where can I send these fine folks?
You're going to go to lindenheritagemuseum.org, and everything is on the front page for you. The private opening event and all the events following has all the information right on front.
Fabulous. And again, I'll say this on a personal note. If you haven't been to the Linden Heritage Museum, you need to go yesterday and go give it a look-see and see what it's all about. It's really, really cool to see the history, living history in person in one whole space.
And almost 30,000 square feet.
Oh, yeah.
Big building.
Which you don't think about. It looks so small on the outside, but
you hear it all the time.
Made by the people for the people.
Yep, very much.
Excuse me.
Local.
There we go. Amanda May, the director of the Linden Heritage Museum, and Lori Lee Lewis, a local singer and songwriter who will be showcasing her talents at the Linden Heritage Museum and areas within. Ladies, again, thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck with the event and keep on trucking.
Thanks. Woo-ha.